Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, I am super excited to have you joining us, tuning in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We bring you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and of course, today is no different. We are kicking off the top of the show. We have an author spotlight. We have artist spotlights. We've got financial gurus coming on. I mean, it's just going to be super fun. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to move. Again, this is your girl, Charvette. You know, I just love you guys. Y'all are so phenomenal. I got a report the other day that I looked at, actually yesterday, about just where different listeners are tuning in from. So big shout out to those from Augusta, Georgia, Deer Lodge, Tennessee, Roswell, Georgia, Matthews, North Carolina, New York, London, Wisconsin, Vancouver, Washington, oh my God, Tucson, Arizona. I am telling you what, I love you guys. I love it. And I appreciate you tuning in every single week. Listen, keep up with me. Go to Charvette.com, and you may be listening from Charvette.com, so that's a good thing. You can keep up there. You can hear past shows. You can check on future shows, all that good stuff. Oh, follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. And those are all the dynamic ways to keep up with me. Big shout-out to our show sponsor, yes, Felicia J. Henderson, author of The Struggles of Life. Check her out online at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com. You can also pick that up at Amazon. All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump right on in to our first spotlight. This young lady is a spoken word artist. She is an author. She's a teacher. She's been blessed to have the opportunity to minister on various denominational and non-denominational platforms. And she has a new book out that we are going to talk to her about, Aesthetically Audibly Me. And she's hanging out with me in the virtual studio right now. I'm bringing her to the mic. I want you all to welcome this dynamic young lady. Matter of fact, I think y'all need to put your hands together. That's what I need you to do. Put your hands together and welcome Minister Trelin Usri. Welcome to the show, Minister Trelin.
Thank you, Ms. Charvette. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, whoop, whoop. Welcome to those in the chat room, those on the phone lines. We see you too. All right, so I want to jump right on in because, as I mentioned, you have a lot of hats, you have a lot of sides.
Wow.
And I was first introduced to you in a good way, not in a bad way, but introduced to you, I think, the spoken word, and as you say, spit.
Right.
That side of you. Talk a little bit about how you came up or got involved with the spoken word artistry.
Well, it's pretty amazing. When I went to school and to graduate school in 2003, I started like just experimenting with writing. It was something I had never done before, but all of a sudden, it was like this new ability was birthed from me. I was in, I was working for the 700 Club, and was in prayer every day, working as a counselor, and then I just started trying to write the things that I was experiencing from the people who were calling in, and trying to write my own things. And as a result, they started flowing as rhymes, and then I started being able to memorize them because they were so passionate. I was so passionate about them. They were so true to my heart, and it just started to flow. It was amazing to me. Like, I did not expect it. It came from out of nowhere, but God did it.
Right. Wow. So you started out just writing it down, not necessarily anticipating to actually perform, you know, spoken word pieces live.
No, I didn't, but it started that way by itself. Like, whenever I would write, I couldn't just write it and leave it. I would have to write it and learn it. It would come automatically, like memorization. I could look at it on the page, and then it would become a part of me automatically. And I would start trying to talk about it to different people, and it just flowed like spoken words. So then my pastor at the time down in Virginia Beach said, mm-hmm. she encouraged me and said, hey, how about you share that? Because, you know, a lot of people need to hear that. And when I did, it just flowed and it blew my mind because I was not
wow.
expecting it at all. So it worked out with God.
Oh, my goodness. And so that's definitely a sign of a natural gift. I mean, and that's
oh, yeah.
what I always think. When I see people that are doing spoken word, I know what I would be freaking out. Like, I can't remember line. I'm going to get to line 3, and I'm going to forget, and I'm going to skip to line 5. Like, they Christine, was this Christina Aguilera?
Oh,
so they had on the
wow,
Super Bowl that
yes.
she missed one line,
okay.
you know, poor
yes.
thing. But, I mean, I would be, like, freaking out like that. So that is definitely a gift if you were able to put something on paper and it flowed and you caught it, like, instantly. That is amazing.
Right. It's all God.
It's all God. It's all God. So this means you've been writing for a while.
Well, 2003 was when I really started. So I'm not like the seasoned spoken word artist. A lot of seasoned spoken word artists have been writing for years or poets. But since 2003, it's been an anointing that's burst, and it's developed. As I can see the change in my writing as the years go and my relationship with God changes, the more developed the writing becomes. And now it's moving into not just written spoken word and memorization, but it's becoming free flow. So now, like
wow.
they call it freestyling, now
uh-huh.
freestyling happens, and I am able to share just from my relationship with God the intimacy of his heart, but it rhymes, if that makes any sense. It's like
yes,
so abnormal.
Yes.
But that's how it happens now. I can't, like, now I don't memorize like I used to.
Uh-huh.
It just flows now. Somebody, like, I've been invited to events recently, and every time I
yeah.
try to memorize something, and I'm ready and I'm prepared and I'm psyched, when I get
uh-huh.
there, it's a prophetic flow. For whatever's
wow.
going on in the house, God has something to say specifically to those people, so it flows naturally. So it's
Rhema.
Yeah, Rhema
wow.
and rhyme. That's kind of funny, right?
Oh, look, we're going to have to copyright that, Rhema and rhyme. Not unless somebody else has
rhyme.
It. We'll check it, research it.
It's Rhema and rhyme. It's all us. It's the M&T thing. It's us. It's the Mitchell and Trillin thing.
There you go. So do you find that there are more males that do spoken word, or are females kind of apprehensive? Or?
No, I'm finding
okay.
a mixture. I'm finding more.
Okay.
It's a lot of women, but it's also a lot of men. It's a mixture. It depends on the genre that you come into, like, because there's spoken
mm-hmm.
word that is secular, like not in the Christian world, but then there's
right.
spoken word that's in the Christian world. So in the secular realm, you find all types of people, Asians, blacks, whites, you find women, men, young, old. In fact, there's a teenager poetry slam that happens all the time every year. So it varies. But when you get in the Christian world,
mm-hmm.
I have found mostly women. That's what my experience has been. Right, mostly women. But, you know, looking for the brothers to step to the mic, too.
All right, step it up.
Yes.
Snaps, right?
right. Get it.
Okay, so we certainly have to talk about how you transitioned to writing a book. So you've been writing, and we've established that. What was the catalyst that drove you to put a book together and publish a book?
Actually, when I was in graduate school, my roommate and I were experimenting with words because as a spoken word artist, I like words. I'm always
mm-hmm.
looking words up, always finding new words. They call me the walking dictionary. So we were in a class, and our teacher was talking about aesthetics. And I love the word, like aesthetics,
mm-hmm.
meaning things that pertain to beauty and of sight. And so when I started looking at it, I was like, wow, that's a hot topic. That's hot.
Uh-huh.
And then when I started talking
yeah.
to my roommate was a painter. So she said, how about you write something, and whatever you write, I paint the picture that looks like it. Shout out
wow.
to Deanie Dormer. So when we did that, she said, you know what, this is hot and more people need to see it, so you need to write the book. So my roommate really was the push to say, let's do this. But I procrastinated. And I didn't
uh-huh.
do it until my pastor, Apostle Jackson, Ezraon Jackson, stepped out.
Yes,
and published
she's been
a
on
book.
The show before. Friend,
right.
friend of the show, yes.
Right, writing the Perils of Ministry. So when she stepped out to write it, she just kept prodding me and pushing me, like, okay, now you have to do it because it's
mm.
in you. God is giving you the gift, and God says you ought to write it. So my pastor just, you know, lit a fire and said, look, we're going to do this. And then I finally stopped procrastinating, and I did it. Praise God.
All right. So tell us, how would you describe the book? What's your description of the book?
Well, it's designed to cause a person to see and hear. The words are visual pictures and audible sounds to point to the person of God. So it'll make you see something about God, a new attribute of God, something that you may not have known that he is or can do through the poetry, which is a catalyst that a lot of people won't read a Bible, but people like poets. Some people like poetry. So in liking poetry, they can find images and sounds of God that can lead them to God. So with that, I started the journey from what I learned in God and getting, you know, my own deliverance and being saved and my relationship. But then I go back in the book to the days when I was searching for God, when I was looking through different avenues, like researching Buddhism and researching Islam and, you know, the things that normal, I don't know if it's normal, but teenagers or young people usually go
just
through.
Searching
for some sort of answer. So the book goes from my relationship with God now to when I was searching back to what happens when you finally get that intimacy. So it's a total recall. It's from my beginning to my ending to my future with God. So it's a way, an avenue for anybody who's searching to really find God, anybody who has God, to deepen their relationship with God.
All right. How can listeners purchase your book?
Well, it can be found online at www.lulu.com. That's lulu.com/spotlight/my name, TRALYNEU, the letter one. And that's how you can find it. Or you can hit my blogspot, which is just treyspitzfire.blogspot, and the link is on there. You click the book, and you'll be able to purchase it from there also. But we're having a book signing on February the 26th. So anybody who can't
go
online.
What's the location, time, and all that good stuff?
It's going to be at Artwork Studio, which is 320 Hull Street, and it's at 4 p.m. on February the 26th. So anybody who doesn't want to go online, they can come there and purchase a book too. It's going to be hot, too. It's going to be live music, other spoken word artists, singers, food, fun, fellowship. It's just going to be off the chain, really.
All right. Cool. And that, for those that are in the Richmond Tri-City surrounding areas, certainly, Artworks is like a cool vibe place, so check it out.
And people
can also connect with you on Facebook, right?
Right. Yeah, I am on Facebook. It's just my name, Terlynn Usry, on Facebook.
Look me up.
It's Usry first, then Trally, U-S-R-Y, then T-R-A-L-Y-N-E.
Cool. Got it. So as you were putting the book together, and you described it, certainly those that are poetry lovers will get it. You know, it'll be something that will definitely click with them. Did you see that? I hear people say when they write, it's therapeutic, it's healing, it's inspiring. It's like you put words on paper, and then you look back at it, and you're like, I can't believe, you know, I wrote that. Did you have any kind of experience like that while you were putting the book together?
Oh, my God, too many. I could see my evolution from a place of not understanding something about God to finally getting something. Like, okay, God, that's what you were trying to show me. Like, writing things down is a visual catalyst or a visual for you to understand steps in life. It helps you see where you are, where you can be, or where you were and where you can be. So in my writings, I found my progression. I could see, you know, God showing me different things and then me actually owning up to some things that God was actually trying to minister to me about me, different things that I needed to be free from in order to, you know, properly show people who he is. Because as a Christian or as a believer, it's our job to show people who God is. It's our job every day, no matter what. But then there's sometimes when we don't quite measure up. Some things we don't do right or quite say right, or somebody catches us on an off day. So God started, through my writing, showing me my off days, showing me, you know, how to, hey, that's not working for me. Get that right.
Get it right.
Yeah, can you fix that? Fix that and fix that quick. So, yes, I did experience that, and I experienced it being quite therapeutic. There's things that I could not verbalize because sometimes I'm not very confrontational with people.
Right.
I can't readily say up front because I don't like to hurt people's feelings. So instead of doing that, I would write it out. There's some things that I can't publish, of course.
Right.
It ain't God. You know, it's still
right.
got to be delivered. But there are other
things.
But at
least you got it out. You got it out some kind of way.
Right.
That was a productive way to get
it
out instead of telling somebody off, right?
Right. So my flesh won't act
my
up.
My goodness. Right. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Big shout out to listeners tuning in from Twitter, from Facebook, from MySpace, from iTunes, from iPads, from smartphones. All of you, so glad to have you. Those that are hanging out in the chat room and those that are on the phone lines, we thank you so much. We're in our author spotlight with Minister Trelin Usring. You got to check out Aesthetically Audibly Me on www.lulu.com and check her out there. And then again, give us that date one more time for your book signing that's in Richmond, Virginia.
The book signing is February the 26th at 4 p.m. But on that same day, there is also an event that I'm going to be a part of. Can I tell the listeners about that one?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's called From Chains to Change, Chains, C-H-A-I-N-S, to Change. And it's going to be at MLK Middle School. It's a Black History Month program. It's going to be at 1 p.m., and it's sponsored by the delegate Dolores McQuinn and Councilwoman Cynthia Newble. And it's a program that they put together every year to try to support Black History Month and causing our young people to know more, that you know, more of our history about the black experience and the things that Black people have contributed. So I'll be spitting about some things that we have been delivered from. So
I hope
everybody can come out there too.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I tell you what, our time just got away from us.
I know
you have a whole lot of things coming down the pike. So, again, listeners, you can connect with her on Facebook. That's a really good way to keep up with all the things that are going on, Trelin Usry. But on Facebook, it's the last name first, which is Usry, U-S-R-Y. If you put that in, you'll find it right away.
Right.
And you can keep up with everything there, the book and book signs and events and all that good stuff. And I'm telling you what, I'm just excited that we had a chance to talk with you and feature you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Ms. Charvette, for this opportunity, and I am so blessed for being in your company.
Oh, likewise, likewise. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. We have two other phenomenal segments for you. We're going to be featuring Christopher Page in our artist spotlight. Listen, he is the one that did the Sanctified Slide. He has on his project the Sanctified Slide. It's like 40,000 hits on YouTube on the official music video. We're going to be talking to him, and then we're going to be talking to a dynamic author, L. Marie Joseph. She is a personal finance writer and financial blogger. She's been featured in just recently in CNNMoney.com, and we're going to talk about your money. I want to help you get your money together, because you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we're going to continue to do that for you. Keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Have you ever felt like everything seemed to go wrong in life? Have you seen the bottom drop out of your plans and your dreams? The Struggles of Life by Felicia J. Henderson is an intriguing and impactful real-life story of one woman's journey from hardship to redemption. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson dramatically but authentically pulls back the covers of her life to allow the readers to witness the resilience of the human spirit and God's saving grace. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson reminds you that even though things are collapsing all around you, faith will pull you through. Purchase your copy of The Struggles of Life at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Whether it's a natural disaster or one single child suffering from illness, the American Red Cross stands ready to supply blood when it's most needed. But blood is a perishable product. Therefore, it must continuously be replenished. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. The need is constant and patients are waiting. Call your American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your life-saving appointment. Please give blood today. Patients are depending on you.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much again for checking me out right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all of our listeners tuning in from everywhere, from Twitter, from Facebook, from iTunes, from iPads, from smartphones, all those great places. We are so excited to have you. Listen, we are going into our second segment with our artist spotlight, Mr. Christopher Page, and I'm actually bringing him to the mic now from the virtual studio. So excited to have him joining us. Hello, Christopher Page. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Trying to make it. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You know, in virtual studio, you know.
Yes, hanging out in the. I hope you enjoyed the chicken that was in the virtual green room waiting for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to eat healthy. It didn't have skin on it, so you know. It's good.
Good. We'll make sure we have grilled chicken in there. I'll have to talk to my staff about that.
Right.
Listen, I'm so excited that I have an opportunity now to talk to you. You are certainly a nationally known professor, minister, artist, clinician, songwriter, many things, and we personally met about 2 years ago, so I'm telling you what, you've got a lot of things going on, a lot of good things going on. I want to talk about your project, A Page from My Heart, and we got to talk about the Sanctify slide. So it's a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. So let's start off talking about your project, A Page from My Heart. Tell our listeners about that project and kind of your mission with your music ministry.
Okay. Well, Page from My Heart, the CD got nominated for a Stellar Award last year. And really what it is, it's really like my songs. I wrote pretty much all the songs and arranged everything. And what it is my heart, my story, my heart. You know, like it's Valentine's Day coming up, so it's like my heart story.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's broken down in different chapters, the love chapter, where I have a wedding song, and song about falling in love with Jesus, and then I have meditation chapters. It's kind of like, you know, how your heart is broken into sections, or the CD is broken into different sections, and, you know, different songs, you know. And hopefully people purchase it at CD Baby or iTunes or wherever they can get it, everywhere except the bootlegger, anywhere except the
everywhere. Did y'all hear that, listeners? Everywhere except the bootlegger. So CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com. You can check it out there. A Page from My Heart. Christopher Page, Stella Award nominated. And so, you know, so certainly the first track on the project is the Sanctified slide, which I mentioned earlier. The official video on YouTube is like over 40,000 hits, and then there's another video that's over 30,000 hits. So, I mean, okay, are you a natural dancer? How did this slide come about?
You know what? Before I came up with the song, I could barely hold a beat. But now I'm like Fred Astaire at this camp. I just They had this,
there's
a group out of Baltimore area. They just had a like a National Lion Dance Awards, and they called me. They gave me this award called the Minister of Movement. It's a group called Union Crew. So it was a, and my one of my dancers got nominated. So now I'm, you know, I'm light on my feet. And the way the Signify Slide came up was I was tired of going to events where we did certain line dances and we didn't hear anything about Jesus. So I said, well, you know what? You know, I realized that everybody, when they hear a line dance, they run to the floor.
Yes, they do.
Why don't I make a line dance about Jesus, get people running the floor so when they hear about Jesus, they can run to the floor and do it. And I went to Howard Divinity School. It's theologically sound, so I know the movements and the song itself has the theological understanding of the song where it says David danced before the Lord with all his might. So it says there's nothing wrong with dancing, and it's why you're dancing. And it said in this scripture that David danced before the Lord with all his might because God's presence is with him. And when we dance and give God the praise, even one of the lyrics of the song says, dance like David danced. We're dancing like David. We're dancing, realizing no matter where we are, God's presence is with you. So, like, if you're in the office, you're at school, church, down the street, at the 7-Eleven, wherever, God's presence is with you. You can dance like David danced.
All right, The Sanctified Slide by Christopher Page. And so, you know, I got to let the listeners have just a sample if they haven't heard it. Listeners, let me just give you a sample just so you know what we're talking about. Check it out right now.
Say yeah!
Yeah.
You heard of the Cuban Shuffle. You heard of the Cha-Cha Slide. And you heard of the Electric Slide. But now we're going to do the thing that we call the Sanctified Slide. Come on. Walk in the Spirit. Now walk in the Spirit. Now walk in the Spirit. Now walk in the Spirit. Then shake the devil off. Yeah, shake the devil off. Shake the devil off. Shake the devil off. Now stomp Satan lower. Now stomp Satan lower. Now stomp Satan lower. Now stomp Satan lower. Then dance like David dance. Then dance like David dance. Dance like David dance. Dance like David dance. Come on, y'all!
The dance floor is open. I know you're sitting there like, okay, well, let me get my stuff together. Now, how did you figure out, like, putting the actual steps to the music?
You know, I was just thinking, I was trying to think about how certain dances go, and I said, well, let me do this. And then I started paying attention, and then I talked to a couple of my friends. They helped me out. And then from there, I just created. It was easy. You know, some of it is like, you know, a shoulder shake. Shake your double off. Stomp the easy and dance like David dance 360 turn. So it's really, it's like a,
like line dancers would call it, so a beginner dance, a dance where they can learn it on the floor while they're doing it.
Cool. Now, have you had mostly, you know, positive reaction? Have you had anyone who felt like it was too close to the line?
Oh, yes. I've had a lot of people say it was too close to the line, you know. But here goes what I learned. I learned this. I always tell people, one, you know, I got several tracks on my CD, so people don't have to, if you don't agree with that track, check out the other tracks and you can appreciate that song. And then the other part is, if we operate in love, I can agree to disagree with you and still love you, you know.
Well said. All right, so you have definitely a very diverse background, professor, I mean, many things. You know, how do you mesh all of this together with your music ministry, and is music really just your life?
Well, what I do now, I have music ministry and preacher ministry. What God has kind of led me now is there's line dance events all over the country. And
yeah.
So what happens now is I get to go on tour. And when I go on to these events, not only do I get to do the dance, but what has been happening lately is I preach on the Sunday morning at the event. So I preach on Sunday morning. So it's becoming a thing where I'm getting to use not only my passion for music, but also my passion for talking about Christ and to preach words. So I get to do all of that, and that's a good thing.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So tell our listeners one more time where they can purchase your project.
Well, they could purchase it at Rhapsody, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, or they can also check it out on my website, ReverbNation.com, /Christopher Page and the Dream Keepers. And they can check it out there, and it has all the links also there. And they can catch me on Facebook, Twitter. My tag is Sanctified Slide on Twitter, and then Facebook, I'm Christopher Page or Christopher Page and Dream Keepers. So.
All right. So, listeners, you got plenty of ways. And, again, big shout-out to those that are hanging out in the chat room and those that are hanging out on the phone line. Welcome. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, catch me on Facebook, also facebook.com/Charvette, twitter.com/Charvette, and then Charvette.com is another great place to keep up with me and the show, hear future shows, hear past shows. Okay. You might be listening and you're like, oh, man, I want somebody to hear this show. No problem at all. You can just share the link. Okay, now you were reading my notes earlier. We didn't talk about what this interview was going to be about, but you were all in my notes because you mentioned Valentine's Day.
Right.
And I am like a diehard romantic, and when I saw on your CD a wedding song, I was like,
yeah.
He threw a wedding song on the CD. And so you know what? I got a snippet of that. I want our listeners to hear it because Valentine's is coming up. A lot of people traditionally get engaged on Valentine's. So guys that are listening, ladies that are listening, you definitely want to get this project because you got to have the wedding song so that you can have it for your wedding or whatever. It'll just inspire you and give you encouragement. So how did you come up with the wedding song?
Because when I get married, that's the song I want to sing to my wife, you know.
I've
waited so many years. I've shed so many tears. I got down on my knees and said, Lord, help me, please. He said, son, wait and see. Your love sent straight from me. And today I'll be marrying the woman of my dreams. Yeah.
Oh, see, listeners, isn't that nice? I told you. And so one thing I really, really like is that you have, like, a bunch of tracks on the CD. So you definitely get your money's worth.
Right. My thing is, you know, I try to put as many songs as I could fit on the CD in that 90-minute CD. And it's several different styles because my feeling is I like different styles of music. So I thought it's more people like me. Because you know how, like, you get some CDs and all the same songs, all the CDs are the same songs. And so you're like, the first song sounds like the seventh song. So what I try to do is create different songs and different things so that they, every, you know, people can appreciate. They get their money's worth.
And get your money's worth. I'm trying to tell you. All right, listeners, listen, I got to let you hear, in honor of Valentine's that's coming up, I got to let you hear a wedding song coming right now. Keep it locked. Just a little snippet. I know you're going to be like, oh, I want to hear more, but you can purchase the CD and you can hear the whole thing. A Page from My Heart, Christopher Page. Here it is. Shout out to you on that. So what is on the horizon for you?
Well, I'm in the process of working on the young lady that you heard singing on that song. We're in the process of recording her new CD, Jean Nicole Ruffin, doing a CD that hers. And it's funny, I'm keeping the love theme. And so we're doing a whole song about different love songs about Jesus with her. And one of the songs is like, I heard it through the grapevine that you found yourself a new friend. And I heard it through the grapevine that he's a man on who you can truly depend. I heard it through the grapevine, your man is the sweetest. I heard your man is the meekest. I heard it through the grapevine you found a man named Jesus.
So, I like that.
So we're working on her CD. And then also I'm working on a CD that's going called Stepping in the Name of Christ. And so it's a whole CD of the gospel line dances. And I'm supposed to be doing this next month, doing a huge thing with trying to get the Guinness Sanctified Side in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, my goodness. So is it by the number of people? You need a certain amount of people to do
it? I'm going to do number of people and amount of times. I'm going to do it 40 times back to back.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So where is that? Are you going to hold an event to do that, or how are you going to do it?
Well, I'm a national spokesperson for the National Office of Transplantation and Donate Life America, and one of the things is it's a process of trying to get more African Americans and Christians to become organ donors.
Okay.
And so what we're going to do is do a huge event here, it'll be in the D.C. area, and we'll invite all types. From line dancers from all across the country, urban line dancers, and then schools and different people all up to come in, do the dances, 40 times, and then also while we do the dance 40 times,
mm-hmm.
we'll have, you know, registration information for people to become donors. And if any of your listeners now are interested in becoming an organ donor, because if you know, Adam was the first bone marrow donor, and Jesus
All right.
gave his life so that we can have abundant life. So if anyone else wants to become a donor, they can go to www.beadonor.com. I mean, .org.
All right. Outstanding.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, definitely keep us posted. Yeah, keep us posted on that event, especially with helping the charity and the nonprofit and all that. We'll definitely blast that on the show. And that's so cool. I just think that is really cool what you're doing and what you're continuing to do. And we just wish you much more success. Again, listeners, Christopher Page, check him out on Facebook, on all the places we told you. Pick up his project, A Page From My Heart. And I'm just glad we had an opportunity to chat with you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I'm glad to talk to you. Glad to be on your show. Thank you. Shout out to all your listeners and I guess everybody who's tuned in. Have a great time. Walk in the spirit and do the sanctified slide.
All right. And I just, well, shout out from the chat room. One young lady said, very nice to the sanctified slide. So cool.
All right. I like
Thank
that.
You. Great. Thank you so much again, Chris.
All right. Well, I'm about to go on go in the virtual room and get some more of this chicken. All right.
All right. Thank
All right.
you.
Bye.
All right. Listeners, I'm telling you what, we're just having a ball here, hanging out on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Coming up in our third segment, I'm delighted. My next guest is hanging out also in the virtual green room. Before I bring her to the mic, she is a personal finance writer, a financial blogger, recently featured in CNNmoney.com. She has a new book out, called First Generation White Collar. And I'm telling you what, we're going to talk about your money. Yes, we are. Just after these commercial breaks, we'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews
from today's leading author,
gospel artist,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. We're going into our third segment, Author Spotlight, and I'm going to the virtual studio right now to bring my guest on the line, Elle Marie Joseph. I'm telling you what, I'm excited to have her. Marie, welcome to the show.
Charvette, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very good. A little under the weather, so if I sound a little nasal, I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Hopefully you have some good chicken noodle soup and some hot tea there with you. Or somebody
yeah,
that can bring
concoction.
It. Right, right. Your own concoction. Well, I am just excited to have a chance to talk with you. Certainly very interesting story of your life and kind of what you've kind of you're sharing with the world, really, through your book, First Generation White Collar. And you are just doing a lot of big things, and I'm excited you've been featured on MSN, Money, and CNNmoney.com, Forbes Women, and various other personal financial blogs and radio
yeah.
shows and all that good stuff. And so can you share with our listeners a little bit about your background that kind of led you to writing your book?
Oh, I don't think we have
like,
time,
where do you start?
But I'm going to try to.
The Cliff Notes version.
I mean, like most individuals, I come from a, you know, solid middle class background. My parents never really discussed money in the house, so we never knew what was going on. My dad pretty much was the breadwinner, so he handled all the financial things. And, you know, financial education just wasn't in the household. And I always knew I wanted to be successful like most people. So I decided to go to college, went to college, graduated, and felt very good about myself. But for some reason, although I was making more money, I still was living paycheck to paycheck, and I never could put the pieces together. I mean, my dad and mom, I was making more than both of them out of college, and I was pretty, I was broker than they were, Trevette.
Wow.
And no one taught me about money. So I realized most of my colleagues and also my peers, we were all in the same boat. We always having making good salaries, but we always like praying and waiting for the next payday because we didn't have enough money left over to get us through. And we couldn't figure that out because we were making more money than we ever made in our lives, and we're still struggling for some reason. So I've interviewed at least 50 people in my age group that had college degrees and nice jobs, and figured out what it was, a lot was to do with their backgrounds and not having, you know, financial education. Because our parents never went to college, never taught us about, you know, investing and getting out of debt and stuff like that. So we really didn't have mentors for anyone to show us. So we were just making money and just spending it.
Making it and spending it.
You know, as much research as I did, you know, I put that good book together, and a lot of answers are in my book.
And I love that with your book. So I wanted to pause and let you give your background, because a lot of times we'll see financial advisors and we'll hear them on other shows and on TV and various places. And, you know, it's one thing to give financial advice when you were born with a trust fund or you had a spoon in your mouth. So it's a little bit different angle if you know the person that's giving you financial advice is someone that has learned it and it has worked for them. So I wanted for you to give that background. But I like that your book kind of, you talk about three basic things: saving money, prioritizing debt, building wealth. So saving money, prioritizing debt, building wealth. What tips or guidance do you give around saving money? Let's start there. For those that are listening, what tips do you have around saving money?
Basically, pay yourself first and do it automatically. Have it taken directly out your paycheck or have it taken directly out your checking account. The day you get paid or the day after, set up a system where, you know, it could be 5% of your income. It don't have to be a large amount, but start somewhere. And I learned that when you do it automatically, you know, you tend to forget that you're actually saving. If you depend on yourself to get your paycheck, then go to the bank, deposit it, it's not going to never work that way.
Right. And so are you recommending like a 401k, or are you talking about like basic savings that someone would be able to actually get access to right away?
Yeah, just basic emergency fund. I recommend that before you just blindly invest in your 401k, because what happens that when emergency comes, we tend to either take out a loan from our 401k or cash it out. So we back in the same boat again. We're not really getting ahead. So have some type of cash cushion. It could be as little as $500.
Good. Have a cash cushion. All right. So that's the tip for saving money. Let's go to the next one. Prioritizing debt. And I don't know if I've heard someone, I don't know if I've heard it put that way, but what is your guidance or tips around prioritizing debt?
Well, I talk about debt-to-income ratio, and that's kind of how you want to start about. A quick way to calculate your debt-to-income ratio, let's say, Trevette, you make, I don't know, like $4,000 a month.
Okay.
And you have a credit card payment, which is about $200 a month. You have a car note, $400 a month, say, and a personal loan for $300 a month. So you add all that up, it's about $900 a month you're paying in debt. And if you calculate it, this is how you get your debt-to-income ratio. The $4,000 of income that you make, you divide it by that $900 of debt payments you have, you come out to about, if my math is correct, 22%, which is not a bad debt-to-income ratio. You want to strive for 20% or lower, but 22 is not bad. And
okay,
the reason why you want 20% of your income going to debt, we all want zero, but just to be decent, you want 20% at the most, because you want to have extra funds to save and invest. Chevette, I know people that, I mean, they're 50% of their income is going just to debt. And when I say debt-to-income ratio, I'm not calculating housing. This is just straight consumer debt. You want to keep
so
that under 20% because you got to feed yourself. You need housing. You need clothes and different things like that. And let's not forget taxes.
I was going to say, probably people 75 and 90%. Debt-to-income ratio.
It's ridiculous. And they're good people, college degrees, college educated,
yeah,
you know, go to church every Sunday, but they just got consumer debt up into their eyeballs. I mean, you know, they're driving a Lexus and looking good,
yeah,
but their entire check is just going to pay banks. So you want to keep your debt-to-income, you know, at a low point, 20% max.
Okay, so 20% is what we're going for. So if someone sits down tonight and calculates their debt-to-income ratio and they figure that they are, let's just say, 40%, what do you recommend that they start doing to prioritize and get that debt under control?
It's only two things you could do, Chevette. Basically, earn more money or cut expenses.
Okay.
I mean, you could go for less a car. I mean, you're paying $400 a month, you may want a $200 a month car payment. You know, consolidate your credit cards. You know, same with loans.
Good.
Or you could just take that dreadful second job, which everybody hates, but you either got to earn more money, start a business side income, or, you know, second job or cut expenses. I always go for the earn more income, only because, you know, you can cut only so much of expenses until you're going to become miserable. You know, I mean, that can only go so far. Earning more income, you know, there's no limit to that.
Right.
So
well, we like that. We like that.
Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, stop drinking coffee and lattes. You know, you don't want to cut too much to the point you're miserable. You're going to wind up right back in debt again. You know, you don't want to deprive yourself. So, but I mean, if you got a $400 or $500 car note, I mean, come on, you could cut that down a little.
Wow.
You don't have to be flashy, you know, considering you're in debt already. So,
impressing the Joneses, whoever the Joneses are. If you tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are interviewing personal finance writer and financial blogger Elle Marie Joseph. Listen, people are listening right now, and I know they're like, how can I get my hands on her book? How can people purchase your book?
You can go to my website, firstgenerationwhitecollar.com. There's an Amazon link, and, I mean, if you're a digital person, it's on Kindle as well.
Cool,
but,
it's on Kindle.
Straight to my website.
Great, great, great. We have a question from the chat room, and this chatter says, do you pay off the higher cards or the smaller ones first? So I assume credit cards. Do you pay off the higher credit cards or the smaller credit cards first?
I'm assuming they're talking about higher credit cards with the highest balance, not interest rate. Let's go for the highest balance.
Okay.
And this is where it gets tricky. Personal finance is personal. I tell people that every time. I cannot give the same advice with a person with three children versus a single person fresh out of college. They're all going to always have different advice. And that's what I hate about most financial gurus. They always give this one cut advice. But I, you know, if you're a person that like quick wins, I would pay the smallest credit card off first, just to have that good feeling. Oh, I knocked one down. I'm going to the next one. But
okay.
If you, you know, the type of person you cannot stand this $15,000 credit card debt, start with the highest one first. It determines of your, you know, personality and your emotions. Some people, you know, it's quicker to pay off the smaller balances, so they go that
mm-hmm.
way. Some, you know, just want to pay the big, hairy, ugly ones, you know, first.
And feel like they're making traction, and maybe if that, so it sounds like what you're saying is find what motivates you that'll
right.
that's sustainable, and you can keep going with it.
Yeah, in my case, personally, I paid off the smallest one first, just knock them out. Of course, they're easier to
right.
So I started small and worked my way up.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, your third point that you make or you talk about, amongst other things, building wealth. So what guidance or tips do you have around building wealth, and how do you define wealth?
It's just wealth is the excess discretionary income you have after you paid your household bills, your debt, you know, Aunt Sally or whoever you owe. And if you still have discretionary income left over, that's considered wealth. And what most
okay.
of us do, Charvette, and I was guilty of this, especially in my 20s, if I get a raise or if I have extra money left over any paycheck, I would go straight to the mall. And
mm-hmm.
that's the problem with most of us. We love to consume. We don't even know how to start to build wealth.
Wow.
And as I said earlier, you have $900 just in debt payments. Imagine if you had no debt. That $900 could be going to your 401k every month, your child's college education. I mean, your new business. Who knows? Just if you get rid of that debt alone. So just think in terms of, you know, if I could knock down his debt, the quicker I could start building wealth. That $900 could be going to myself instead of the banks.
All right,
you know,
there you have it.
Pay yourself interest. Don't pay the banks interest. That's how I see
mm-hmm.
it. It took me a while, but once I changed my mentality with money, trust me, after that, once you get over caring about what other people think, it's going to be easy from there. Trust me.
All right. You're listening to a voice of experience. Now, you know what? It is, for a lot of people, income tax return time.
Uh-oh.
So a lot of people have a lot of extra money right around up in through here. And what are recommendations do you have? What recommendations do you have for people of how they should use their income tax money?
Again, personal finance is so personal. I'd say first, try not to consume it. Try not to go to the mall and go buy your car and all this other stuff I see people do. If you have credit card debt, I would knock out my debt first. I would put at least $500 or so in the bank just for, as I said, a cash cushion, just in case emergencies come. But knock out your debt first, because it's in a way, in a funny way, it's like investing in yourself. You're paying 18-20% interest. I mean, if you knock that out, you could be paying yourself the 18% interest. So if you can get rid of all that clutter, you know.
Declutter your finances.
Yeah, take half, put it in a bank, the other half paid on debt. And we don't feel right because we didn't buy anything. We worked hard all week and, oh, I deserve this. I mean, you know, that's what got you into the first, you know, the place. I hate to be so sarcastic, but because I'm only talking about myself. I did it. That's why I noticed that. You know, I'm not, like you said, a trust fund baby. I made so many mistakes with money. That's why I know. But because every year I did the same thing, Charvette. I would spend my entire income tax refund. I didn't care. And what happens a week or two later, emergency comes up, I have no money. So be smart, save half, and use all the half and pay off debt. You could use maybe 5-10%, you know, splurge on yourself, but that's it. You know, if you have debt, pay your debt off first.
All right, listeners, there you have it. I'm telling you what, one more time, tell our listeners how they can purchase your book online, how they can connect with you online, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, if you go to the site First Generation White Collar, I have my blog there. I have resources there, financial calculators, different things like that. It's like a one-stop shop for financial advice. And everything I write about on my blog is something I went through personally or someone I know went through. So I don't just make up stuff, you know. Same with the book. You know, I talk about couples in the book. I change the names, of course, but these are real-life couples that I've had contact with. You know, I've seen their mistakes. I've seen their successes. So, you know, the book is no fluff. It's, you know, it's straightforward financial advice. And it's everything in the book is real, it's true, and it's something I have did myself. So just want you to know that.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. L. Marie Joseph. And we're excited again to have a chance, an opportunity to spotlight you. Listeners, those that are on my Facebook, she's tagged a couple times on my Facebook, so you can find her there. Those that are on my eBlast list, the link to the website to purchase the book is there. So great ways to connect and find out all you need to know to help to get your money in order. Well, thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're just going to keep our eye on you. How about that?
No problem, Charvette. I love your spunky personality.
Oh, thank you so much. And I hope you get better soon.
Oh, thank you, Charvette. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show was off the chain, and you know what, we're going to keep it moving. We have shows lined up for you next week. Yeah, you got to check us out. Until we meet again, peace and love. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.